Welcome back. My name is Matt Tolbert, and I'm here with Dr. Liz Mosley. And you're in general psychology, if you haven't figured that one out already. Today, we are going to begin our discussion about personality, that one thing that makes us who we are. And so I'm going to go ahead and start and ask, how do psychologists use the term personality?
Yeah, personality, according to psychologists, is involved in different ways. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, the term personality is a person's unique and relatively stable pattern of the way that they think or emote or behave. And so it's pretty stable within a person. But psychologists divide it up into a couple of different ways. One is personality traits, okay? There are certain stable qualities that you have, like I'm very friendly, okay? So that's a pretty stable response from me. You might be very quiet, and so when they think of you, they might go, "Oh, you're very quiet," or "You're very loud," or
yeah,
you
know, no one would
whatever.
Think that I was
no
quiet.
One would think that you were quiet.
No, not
yes.
At all.
So those are different traits. So that's one way that psychologists look at it. Another way are types, and types are groupings of traits. So someone might, if someone called you an extrovert, like Matt Tolbert here, he is an extrovert, okay? Usually people think outgoing and friendly and bold and that type of thing. But if they called him an introvert, you would have a different series of things that you would think about, like you might think he's quiet or that he's reserved or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Another type would be, example would be type A or type B.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a very high type A personality, and I still am, but I have calmed down a little bit. But when you hear type A, you know, you think driven and competitive and ambitious and, you know, those kinds of things. And type B, you usually think more laid back and calmer and more go with the flow kind of person. And so these are kind of groupings of traits that they call types.
Mm-hmm.
And the last little part here is the way that somebody views themselves as a whole, and that's their self-concept. You know, what are all the ideas that you have about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's how much you like yourself, self-esteem. Are you high with self-esteem? Are you confident and you know, proud, self-respecting, those kinds of things? Or are you very critical of yourself and insecure? And so how you view yourself as a whole also will play a role in that personality.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, how do we know what personality we have? I mean, can personality be measured?
It can, and I often joke that some people have no personality, and then there are other people who are full of personality, but usually that is a misnomer. But the way that psychologists measure personality, they have a few different ways. One is an interview, and we were talking earlier about interviews before we came on here, and interviews are very interesting because you can ask direct questions that get good feedback, and you can tell a lot about a person by the way they answer those questions. So you can either have a casual conversation with somebody where you're just walking down the street talking to them, and you can understand a lot about their personality
mm-hmm.
based on the way they answer those questions.
But how accurate is? I mean, that may not be quite as accurate,
sure.
Right?
Sure. There are limitations to all of these things. One is if somebody comes in to and they're really nice and friendly and easygoing, and you get to like them. You almost ignore the answers to the questions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they call that a halo effect, where you kind of get this good idea. Or if someone's late, you know, right away, and you start to go, already I don't like them because they're late and they're not, you know, those kinds of things. Or they dress weird or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, those kinds of things can also play a role in that. Or it may just be too limited. And so what I love about all these measurements is they are typically best when you combine them all. when right. you do all of them.
Because with the halo effect, that's why people say first impressions
yes.
are so important, mm-hmm. because the halo effect might determine if they like you or don't like you after the interview.
That's correct.
Whether or not they give you the job. So it's that first impression is really, really important. But it may not be accurate. You may be a wonderful person,
that's
but
right.
you just have a terrible first impression.
That's right.
So, but there are other ways to measure, though.
There are. One is direct observation. Just you can watch them while they're doing whatever it is that they're doing. Or you can do a rating scale where there are different things that you're looking for specifically, are they friendly? Did they answer this question correctly? Are they sitting appropriately? You know, those mm-hmm. kinds of things, depending on what you're looking at. And then there are personality questionnaires, and these are always the ones you find online a lot of times, and they're often not valid. But there are some very valid and reliable personality questions or questionnaires. And the thing with these questionnaires is that it's an objective test, okay? So it doesn't matter if you grade it or I grade it or my, you know, older brother grades it.
Right.
The same grade is going to be given because the questions are very closed.
Right, so my bias is not involved in that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So it's very unbiased is a good word for it. One of the most popular of those is the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory 2. And they have some very interesting questions, like, everything tastes the same, and so you have to answer true or false. I like birds. I mean, they're very odd questions. But it is one of the most validated and reliable and tested tests out there. Mm-hmm. But there are many of those.
Right.
And so there's that objective personality test, but then we have projective tests of personality, which are really interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you have heard of the Rorschach inkblot test.
That's
a very popular one. looking at blots of ink, and you just kind of go, "What do you see?" And though the projective tests are not incredibly accurate per se, you can because they can seriously be biased by the person grading the test. They are still really good in, again, like I said at the beginning, when you combine them with all of these things, with the interviews and the projective tests and the objective tests and the direct observation and all those things, it does become more valid then. But you will see that when you see a neutral stimulus in a projective test, that people, when you ask them, what do you see, they will take what's going on in their world and kind of project it onto that test. And it's very interesting how people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will look for themes within that. Now, all of these ways of assessing personality all have their own limitations within
sure.
themselves. So again, when you combine all of them together, it's most effective.
But as a general rule, using these tests are better than, you know, like a personality test on Facebook or something.
For sure, because most of those are not valid. They are not actually testing for what they claim to be testing.
Right, or just because they haven't gone through the process of validating.
Exactly.
And so trusting those is probably a faulty move. Going to some of these others that have gone through all of that
yes.
reliability and validity testing is probably a better way for us.
Absolutely.
Very interesting, very interesting. So my thinking is that all of us and all the students out there are going to be very interested to find out more about personality. So we will talk more about it next time. Thank you very much for listening.